This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Upstate New York is in the middle of a gold rush of sorts, a cryptocurrency rush, more like, and the people doing the rushing are cryptocurrency miners whose computers solve the puzzles that keep cryptocurrency systems running and who can earn newly minted Bitcoin if they solve them. Those miners have been heading upstate for a couple of years now because hydropower means cheap electricity for the racks and racks and racks of computers that they are running to mine those Bitcoin. And all those new people and the businesses they bring could be good economic news for cities and towns that have been struggling for decades up there. But as Marketplace's Lily Jamali reports, the locals, well, they're unsure.
On the outskirts of Messina, New York, just a few miles from the Canadian border, a former aluminum smelting plant is humming. A few years ago, a company called CoinMint turned it into what it calls the largest digital currency data center in the world. And when you visit, Director of Operations Ben DeGraw greets you with a warning.
Do you have any sensitivity to noise?
That's because there are thousands of computers inside, and they're all really loud.
But it's not just loud, it's dusty. And at 30 degrees, it's freezing.
What we're entering right here is known as our Potline 1.
The term potline is a holdover from this plant's past life. There were rows of aluminum smelters. Today, CoinMint is using three of them. Each one holds 39 shipping containers, each holding 300 computers, all mining for cryptocurrencies. That takes a lot of electricity, and CoinMint came here 4 years ago because, just like the aluminum business before it, it wanted to take advantage of the cheap hydroelectric power here. The plant connects directly to the grid and has an electrical substation big enough to serve more than 200,000 average homes.
We came in, cleaned the place up the best we could, and utilized the existing infrastructure basically to our needs.
CoinMint isn't one of those companies that advertised on the Super Bowl, one you'd go to if you wanted to invest in cryptocurrency. Instead, it does the very lucrative computing work that keeps the cryptocurrency network working. Here in Messina, it employs about 100 people, with plans to bring on dozens more this year. That's a fraction of the 450 jobs here when the plant was last used to smelt aluminum. But plenty of residents of this town of 12,000 people welcome the new jobs.
It's good money, and it's the best money that you can earn around here.
Kyle Jeffrey works as a cook at a local hotel restaurant. He says turning Messina into a crypto haven has been good for the town's long-term prospects.
I think it's a great opportunity. I think crypto is going to be around for a while. It's going to be a big part of our future, and I'm excited to see what happens.
Messina could use the help. It spent decades trying to figure out its next act. A lot of work has gone into making downtown cute. The streets are lined with Pilates studios, flower shops, and art galleries, but there are also a lot of vacant storefronts. Some people here don't buy the whole idea of cryptocurrency.
Techno wizard bullshit. Yeah, it's not real, but it kind of is because you believe it is, which I think is how magic works.
Still, local resident Emily Champion acknowledges that interest in Messina from crypto miners might not be such a bad thing.
If it's gonna happen, then the least that can happen is that we get some economic benefit from it since the town is limping.
And Messina is certainly getting offers, according to Eric Gustafson, the town attorney and general counsel of the town-owned utility.
What we have found is that every time the price of Bitcoin goes up, the volume of calls goes up with it. That's a pretty direct correlation.
2 hours east of here, the city of Plattsburgh, New York, offers a cautionary tale. In 2018, a CoinMint mining facility there helped the town burn through its allocation of cheap power. Rates for electricity shot up, and Plattsburgh became the first city in the nation to temporarily ban crypto mining. Gustafson says people in Messina were watching.
We wanted to make sure that we didn't fall into that same issue. We wanted to make sure that our regular ratepayers were protected.
When interest spiked last year after China banned crypto mining, Messina put a moratorium of its own on new miners. Officials wanted more time to set ground rules and keep fly-by-night operations out of town. The town just extended that moratorium for the second time. In Messina, New York, I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.